USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96, bringing an end to her historic reign and prompting an irreversible changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Her eldest son, Charles, Prince of Wales, will be declared king and will henceforth be known as King Charles III. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed that the Senate will vote on legislation to protect same-sex marriage in, quote, the coming weeks as a bipartisan group backing the bill negotiates changes to gain more Republican support. The vote, expected by the end of the month, comes as Democrats and a small group of Republicans are moving to safeguard same-sex marriage following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers were concerned about the court's ruling and the opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas, indicating that an earlier high court decision protecting same-sex marriage could come under threat.
Facing an European energy crisis, United Kingdom's brand new Prime Minister Liz Truss ended England's ban on fracking Thursday, opening the door to domestic shale gas production. The return of fracking is just one piece of a larger energy and economy plan Truss is pushing for her first weeks in office since replacing PM Boris Johnson. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Michigan voters will decide in November whether to codify abortion rights in the state's constitution after the Michigan Supreme Court ruled in favor of adding a proposed amendment to the ballot. The initiative, if passed, would amend Michigan's constitution to establish, quote, a fundamental individual right to reproductive freedom, end quote. That includes abortion access, contraception, miscarriage management, and more. The court's ruling comes one day before the deadline for completing the ballot for this fall's election. A Las Vegas area elected public official was arrested and identified by police as the suspect in the fatal stabbing of a veteran newspaper reporter whose investigations of the official's work preceded his primary loss in June. NASA is replacing leaky seals in its moon rocket at the pad in hopes of launching it on its first test flight by the end of this month. Managers stated on Thursday that they would conduct another test after the repairs to ensure all hydrogen fuel leaks are plugged. If the test goes well, and if the Space Force extends a flight safety waiver, then NASA could take another stab at launching in late September. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.